What is up, everybody? This is Danny Inez Veterani, your host for the hour for none other than Analog Archives, only on CJSF 90.1 FM. And this is no regular episode of the Archives show here at CJSF. This is a very special fun drive episode of Analog Archives here at CJSF. And for those who may not be aware, for those who may be tuning into CJSF for the very first time, or even Analog Archives for the very first time, Fun Drive is our annual fundraising event here at the radio station, where we ask of our listeners, our generous community, to donate towards the station for us to be able to support what we do here, independent local media. And you know, over the past year, I have been working at CJSF full-time as their community radio journalist, a role that has made me eternally grateful for all the opportunities that I've been provided here, but one that also exemplifies the fact that CJSF is so much more than just, you know, music and things of that nature. Even though that is super important, that is a huge part of what CJSF does, we also are aiming to provide a more journalistic aspect to the content that we put out, whether that be through the work and interviews and stories that I produce, as well as the amazing interviews that our volunteers put together as well, through the help of myself or Jesse here, who's our programming coordinator, or Nicole, the public affairs and talk coordinator. We just have so many amazing, talented people here doing what they love, and that is a really special thing, and something that really deserves, I think, to have the funding that it needs to keep going and keep rising and all those good things. You know, this year our theme is around these sort of anthropomorphic hot air balloons that were so beautifully designed by a local artist by the name of Charlotte Cho. The poster is really, really cool. And it is the slogan associated with this year's fund drive is essentially along the lines of reaching further and rising higher, you know, in this hot air balloon, in this sort of voyage that you're going on with us here at CJSF. And another fun fact about that is if you want a print of what the so very talented Charlotte Cho put together for us this year, you can actually get it if you donate $90.10 at the very least to CJSF. So if you want to do that, you can go to 778-782-2573 and you can call in. That's one option. But you can also text. You can text us. And if you just text the word donate, you'll get the donation link. Also, you can just go to cjsf.ca/donate, and that'll take you straight to the donation page. You can pick which show that you want to donate towards, and all of that money goes towards CJSF. In this case, you're listening to Analog Archives, so if you want to donate, please donate to Analog Archives, only on CJSF 90.1 FM. And for this episode, I got a couple things planned. You see, first, we have a array of records that all kind of are in line with the theme of this year's fund drive. So first off, we got Free Flight, a group by the name of Free Flight with Soaring, similar to that of a hot air balloon, by the way. We have this 7-inch record here by 14 Ice Bears with Balloon Song. And then we have The Pale Saints with the Flesh Balloon EP. That's a lot of Soaring, and that's a lot of balloons. If I've ever heard it, whoa. Anyway, what I'm trying to say here is I wanted to play music that sort of exemplifies the spirit of this year's fund drive, and hopefully urge all of you to donate to Analog Archives to CJSF. Go to cjsf.ca/donate. Once again, $35, $70. It doesn't matter. Any amount goes a long way in supporting the station and everything we do. So to start off tonight, I'm going to be playing this record by a group called Free Flight. This is an album by the name of Soaring. Came out in 1993. And it looks like they have four members here. There's Jim Walker, who is playing the Yamaha YF6 881H solid silver flute, the alto flute, and piccolo. We've got Miltra Lviv, who's playing the Yamaha synthesizer, multiple, in fact, as well as an acoustic piano, Fender Rhodes piano, and melodica. We have Jim Lacefield on acoustic and electric basses, and Ralph Humphrey on the Yamaha 9000 recording series drums and percussion. I'm going to be playing the first track off of side one. This one is titled Spur of the Moment, which, speaking of spur of the moment, you know what a great spur of the moment decision would be? Donating to CJSF 90.1 FM 778-782-2573 or cjsf.ca/donate. Please do it. And also, I hope you enjoy this hour of amazing radio here, once again, only on CJSF 90.1 FM. Once again, this is Free Flight with Spur of the Moment. Once again, we are back with this very special Fun Drive episode of Analog Archives, only on CJSF 90.1 FM. And before I get into any other business here for this episode of radio, I actually have some shout-outs to give, because thankfully, before the show even started, we actually received a number of extremely generous donations from supporters of this show. So I want to shout out, first of all, Jack Nicholas for his amazing donation here to Analog Archives. Afterwards, I would like to give a shout out to Zanita Pereira for her donation, Celine Park as well. Thank you, thank you, thank you for donating to Analog Archives and making what we do here at CJSF possible. And lastly, I want to thank Pedram Abraham and Saba Hassan for their generous donations as well. It really means a lot, and it really goes a long way to supporting what we do here at the station. You know, when I mentioned, you know, the things that we do in terms of interviews and radio shows and journalism and things like that, you know, that's all really important, and the funding that we get from this yearly fund drive really does work to support that. But there's a lot of tech that goes into running a radio station, and a lot of tech that could use some help here at CJSF. One of those things happens to be our current tower. You know, when we say rise higher and reach further, it is kind of in a literal sense as well, because our radio tower can only go so far. It can only hold the signal so strong. And we are currently in the midst of a project to replace that tower with one that will have a much clearer and stronger signal throughout the Lower Mainland. And your donations towards the station helps make that dream a reality. So please, 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 if not for Analog Archives, donate for any show that you are a fan of here at CJSF. You can do so all week. You can do so even after this week. The donate page isn't going anywhere. And again, any amount goes such an extremely long way, and it is so unbelievably appreciated. Okay, so this next part of the episode isn't going to be very music heavy, and that is because I had this idea. You know, I feel like every Fun Drive episode here at CJSF, at least in my opinion, needs to have some sort of gimmick attached to it, you know, something that really makes it stand out from every other episode you're doing. And, you know, I am doing this whole thing where I'm playing music that exemplifies balloons and soaring high and reaching further and things of that nature, but I didn't think that was enough. So one thing that I wanted to really focus on was the idea of failure. You know, as a community radio host, I mess up a lot. You know, I've probably messed up on this show already. I know I've messed up on this show already. And especially for a show like Analog Archives, where I'm constantly switching between vinyl records and cassette tapes, there's a margin for error there. There's definitely a higher chance of something going wrong than if I just played songs off of the studio computer. And that certainly has happened. You know, I've been doing this show for a good few months now, and I've definitely run into some issues throughout that time, but I don't think that's something to shy away from. You know, I think one thing I love to tell new volunteers that come into the station, especially when they start their open mic, which is sort of like our free radio hour for people to sort of develop their skills and learn how to program, is that I really consider those spaces to be spaces for failure. And I mean that in the best way possible. You know, I don't think there are a lot of spaces that exist that allow you to mess up in such a public way while developing your skills, because, and that's just a beautiful thing to me. You know, like, I want to hear that. I don't know if everyone wants to hear that, but I personally want to hear more people screwing up in very public ways if it means that they're going to continue to hone their craft and express themselves in a way that feels real to them. And that is one of the beautiful things about community radio. And for that reason, I decided to put together a little compilation of some of the times that I have royally messed up on this show here, Analog Archives. And I thought I'd play it all for you. So without further ado, let's get started. This first instance is a few minutes long, and it's because it was an episode where the cassette player just was not working. I wasn't sure what was going on. I was trying to, like, you know, mess with all the dials and see what I could do to fix it, but just nothing was working. And like a day later, I found out it was just that the component plugs in the back were just plugged into the wrong thing. I guess someone had done that at some point. So it was an easy fix, but you know, when you're in the middle of a live radio show and you have to all of a sudden figure out how to get something to work, there's a lot more pressure attached to that. And you can see how I decided to handle all that pressure. Okay. And then there's an address that is located in Burnaby. There's even more in here, but I'm not sure if these are lyrics or not. Anyways, let's find out. This is Uneven Steps with the track Empty Pane Glass of a Three. As you can see, it's silent. Sometimes these things take a second. Bear with me. I swear this isn't dead air. I was really scrambling at this point, and I just wasn't sure what to do. Okay, seemingly nothing as of yet, but let's keep... I think I hear the slightest inkling of something, so let's keep going. Interesting. Okay. I'm going to keep this rolling, and in 10 seconds, if we don't hear anything, I'm switching to the next thing, but we will see. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3... Yeah, see, it's just, I definitely took longer than 10 seconds here, and whole time just scrambling to see how I can get this tape player to work. All right, as of yet, I have not been able to figure out how to get this to play. Let's fast forward a bit, see what happens. Let's fast forward a bit more. Okay. Once again, this is Analog Archives. I believe this is the first time this has happened, and honestly, 11 episodes in, that's a little shocking that it's taken this long for me to get a tape that just is not producing any noise. So yeah, I really tried to play it off here, but I was internally freaking out and externally sweating quite a
bit. All right. Let's keep going forward. See what happens.
Love hearing the tape player noises.
And so far, nothing as of yet. That is very peculiar. Okay, let me turn this around and see what happens. Apologies for the elongated intro here, but this is community radio, and sometimes cassette tapes live in studio do things like this.
So yeah, at this point, just a lot of silence, and I really didn't know what to do. You can kind of hear the hissing of the tape player, which I appreciate. That means, you know, that there was some noise going on. But yeah, it wasn't my proudest moment on radio, and that is totally okay. You know, again, community radio, I'm sure there are longtime listeners of the show that heard that and were like, oh man, okay, and then moved on. That's the thing. A lot of things that you might mess up at or you might fail at, people are not going to remember. I have made the choice right now to make people remember, but generally people are not going to remember. And that's why I think we need to embrace moments like that. And that's what I think I am trying to do with this little failure compilation. But before we play more of that, I thought I would actually get into the next record that we got here from the Pale Saints. This is the Flesh Balloon EP. You just heard me slide it out of the package there. I'm going to be playing the first track called Hunted. All right, let's see what this is about. I also have to now switch records, so you're going to hear that too, because again, this is raw, this is uncut, this is community radio, and this is Analog Archives. Okay, bear with me. I'm switching discs. All right, and we're back. And once again, I'm going to be playing the Pale Saints and the Flesh Balloon EP. Hope you enjoy.
We'll be right back.
Once again, you are listening to Analog Archives only on CJSF 90.1 FM. That was the Pale Saints with their track Hunted. Once again, only on CJSF 90.1 FM. And, you know, this is Fun Drive, and I have another shout out to make. Thank you so very much to Jesse Wensloff for donating to the program. Really means a lot. Really goes a long way. He left a little message saying, keep failing. And you know what? I think I'm gonna, and I hope all of you do too. And with that being said, I still have quite a bit of this failure compilation to go, so I thought, let's play some more. Interesting. Okay. I'm gonna switch over to... See, I actually turned my
I'm
mic.
I'm gonna switch
yep,
over
see?
To not a tape, but a vinyl record that I had planned for... this evening.
So I turned my mic off there. That's why there was that pause.
This is from an artist by the name of Sybarite. And this is their LP titled Placement Issues. Let's see what this one's about. All right.
So yeah, at this point, just a lot going wrong, and I think I was really trying my best to be in the mode of just, you know, acting like everything was fine, and in a sense, it was fine, but it didn't feel good in the moment, and I think now I've learned to accept that, especially when you run a show where everything is played off vinyl or tape, things are gonna go wrong sometimes, and that is perfectly okay. That was not all of it, though. You see, that was a sort of little compilation of times where the tape player hasn't worked for me, but there also are times where I will cue up a record and it'll start playing, but then I'll accidentally turn it off. And that's happened a few times, and honestly, it's one of my favorite mistakes to make because I think it really sounds cool when that happens, and you'll see what I mean.
All right, bear with me.
Yeah, this is another moment where... I think you can hear some people in the background, too, during it.
Okay. Let's start playing with some bits and bobs here. Because something's got to give. Okay, so let's keep trying here with this. But while that's going on, let's play some more tracks from Sybarite. Once again, this is Analog Archives. Thank you so much for staying tuned this hour.
And I really meant it. Thank you all for staying tuned during that. So yeah, that is roughly what I was talking about when I was mentioning, you know, times where I played a record and then it just kind of switches on and off. Sounds pretty cool, huh? Here's another one.
And make sure you stay tuned. Once again, Cyberactive with Temper, only on CJSF 90.1 FM. You are listening to Analog Archives. Stay tuned.
It's coming.
Stay tuned.
Yeah, so again, as I was saying, many times where I've screwed up on this show, and many more times where I am going to screw up on this show. And that is perfectly okay. That is the moral of this episode. And I hope, you know, that moral, that sort of narrative that I've got going on here with this episode, as well as just the ethos of this show in general, which is to discover obscure music that belongs within the archives here at CJSF, prompts you to provide a generous donation like so many of our other generous donors have so far, you can call us at 778-782-2573. That is 778-782-2573. You can also text that same number and text the word donate, and you'll get sent the donation link. You can also go to cjsf.ca/donate. Take you right to the donation page, and you can put some money towards your favorite program, specifically Analog Archives in this case, and it all goes towards supporting what we do here at the station. Please donate to your heart's content. And coming up next, we've got another track here by 14 Iced Bears, and I strictly picked this song because it is called Balloon Song. And it's, you know, a pretty good song, but it's also called Balloon Song. And guess what the poster for this year's Fun Drive has a lot of? Balloons. Animal balloons, but still, balloons. And I thought that would be a fun little track to play for all of you tonight. So this is on a 7-inch, so I'm going to have to get this working. This is actually the first time I've played a 7-inch on Analog Archives, so it's a pretty exciting moment for me. Let's hope it works out. And again, thank you all for tuning in. This might take a second, so bear with me. Okay, putting it on. Whoops. Now I'm putting this on, and I'm switching to 45. Okay, you might have heard that little glitch there, but oh, we're starting up. This is 14 Iced Bears with Balloon Song, only on CJSF 90.1 FM. Thank you all so much for tuning in for this very special episode of A Fun Drive, Analog Archives. Once again, that was 14 Iced Bears with Balloon Song. I thought that was quite uplifting, and I think, again, really puts me in the Fun Drive spirit, really puts me in the spirit of donating to my favorite radio show. Maybe it's Analog Archives, maybe it's 60 Minute Stage Dive, maybe it's Wham Bam East Van, which is coming up in about 20 minutes, That's going to be an amazing episode of radio, and it's just so awesome that especially here on Thursdays, we have so much amazing live programming. We've got 60 Minute Stage Dive, like I said, Wham Bam East Fan. We have Free Voices. There are more that I'm trying to think of, but those, you know, have got to be my favorite. You know, we have Nicole, our very own public affairs and talk coordinator, with an amazing show at 2 p.m. We have one of our newer volunteers, Charlotte, with an open mic earlier than that. Just a lot of amazing live programming here happening on Thursdays and every other day as well. And it really warms my heart to see. And also just having, I feel very privileged to be able to be here and witness all of it and hear all of it. So, yeah. Another reason to donate to cjsf.ca/donate, or you can text 778-782-2573 with the word donate, and you will get a donation link. Or you can just go again to cjsf.ca/donate and put some money towards your favorite show, whether that be Analog Archives, Wham Bam East Fan, 60 Minute Stage Dive, doesn't matter. It all goes towards the station, and it all goes such a long way. All right, we have about 19 minutes left in the hour, and with that being said, I am not finished this failure compilation. That is right. A lot of failure going on this hour, and once again, that is so very fine by me. So let's see what other mishaps have occurred throughout the very short history of Analog Archives. Once again, this is Twilight Circus Dub Sound System with Bin Shaker Dub, first track, Thunder Mix. Let's see how this goes. All right, let's see how this goes. Whoa. All right, you know when I said see how this goes? Let's see how this goes now. There it is. Again, just another moment where sometimes things don't go the way you want them to, especially with record players.
That is just an approximation and a best guess. So without further ado, here is the Rooftop Singers with I've Been Working on the Railroad off of Windex Presents A Hootenanny.
It's a fun sound, you know. Personally, I really enjoy it when it happens, actually. So, yeah, once again, that was Windex Presents A Hootenanny. That was a good episode. I really enjoyed some of the songs on that.
Honestly, I'm a little nervous, too. I'm going to be honest. You know, this is the first time I've been live in studio for this show, Analog Archives, which, again, plays Thursdays at 6, only on CJSF. So there might be a little bit of wonkiness going on, but hopefully you can all understand why. First thing I'm going to do is I'm going to switch microphones. So I'm going to go from this current one, the main mic, to the disco mic. Let's see if this works. Hello, hello. Can you all hear me? Okay, it sounds, looks like it's good, looks like it's good.
Once again, just a favorite moment of mine, where it was the first live episode of Analog Archives, and I think tripped on the way to switch microphones, and you can really hear that. So again, just good times here on community radio on here at CJSF 90.1 FM. All right, I think there was one more fail clip that I had for all of you, so let's take a listen.
No, I was going to say programming, but live in studio programming here happening at CJSF. And it's so very exciting. Sorry, I sound like I'm crying, but I really just burped. And
Yeah, so that was the failure comp, by the way, and that last bit was probably my favorite of all of them, because I didn't need to say that, you know? I could have just been yawning or something, but no, that is what happened, and for some reason, live on air, I felt the need to say, sorry, I just burped. Thank you all so much for tuning in and continuing to tune in. But to end off tonight's very special fun drive episode, I have decided to redeem myself a little bit. And I don't know if you noticed, but at the very beginning of that episode, or this episode, when I was speaking about the tape player that wasn't working, there was actually a specific tape that I wanted to play, and it was from a band by the name of Uneven Steps with Evan Simmons, and the track, I believe, was named, oh man, a bit of a weird, Empty Pane Glass of a Three. And I really wanted to play it, and then I didn't, and then for whatever reason I didn't play it the next week. So I feel like, what better way to end off this very special episode of Analog Archives other than to redeem that and to finally play Uneven Steps on cassette tape live here at CJSF 90.1 FM. So let's get that going. I'm going to switch microphones here real quick and not trip over any wires. Hello, hello. All right, I think you can all hear me, which is good. Okay, let's start the tape player up. And I think it should be working this time. Let me press play and see what happens. Okay, I've pressed play. If I get a repeat of what happened last time, that would be tragic, because this tape should work. Okay, give me one moment here. I think I got it. Let's see how this goes. Finally, we have Uneven Steps, only on Analog Archives, only on CJSF 90.1 FM. Thank you all so much for tuning in this hour. It means the world to me. Find your chosen faith, figure out your opportunity, blind your radical. Worry tomorrow still. Wish your lunacy, bouncy head, abandon for your mind, you couldn't sleep. Is it a dance that moves ahead? Is it a chance to ooh? Maybe it's all the home. Wow. Okay. So we finally just got to play Uneven Steps, a band that I had never been able to hear up until now. So that is making me a little emotional. But I thought I would, you know, read off the liner notes, which I love to do when playing a record or tape here at CJSF. And Uneven Steps is, according to these notes here, Andrew Lamarancourt on vocals, Evan Simmons on guitar and vocals, Michael Simmons on guitar, the number three on bass, and then Joe Bodner on drums. There's a little note under that says, three is three who plays guitar, bass, drums, and sings. Okay, and there's an address and a number here, so maybe I need to call this, because I would love to speak to some of the people who made this tape. Evan Simmons is actually, or it might be Evan Simons, but this is someone who I've seen his name pop up a lot in a lot of different bands and records and tapes throughout CJSF, so I think he'd be a really interesting person to speak to about just his seemingly quite prolific career throughout the 90s, and up until now, you know, looking into him, he's still rocking out, and that's really cool to see. Yeah. So, once again, we finally got to play this tape. There's a little drawing on the front that's a person with a cassette tape head, and it says, please play me, I'm lonely. And there's a t-shirt that says Lil Tapey. So that's quite cute, and I hope you all enjoyed that song. I hope you all enjoyed the show. I do have a couple more shout-outs to make. We have one generous donation from Mr. Ray Nesvetterani. He donated a generous amount, and again, just all his support for this show and throughout my life has been so, so very kind. And I'm saying this because this is my dad. And thank you, Dad, for the donation. A next donation that we had pop up later in the hour is from Miss Aretha Pereira. Thank you so much to Aretha Pereira for all your support and all your enthusiasm and just everything. Thank you, thank you, thank you. It has meant the world to me, and this donation is just the cherry on top. Thank you so much to our generous donations or generous donors throughout the hour and just throughout all the fun drive. It's really, really, again, meant the world to myself, but also everyone else here at the station. Seriously, please keep doing what you're doing this week. It really goes a long way to supporting what we do here. And if there's anything that you were able to get out of this episode, I hope that it's okay to mess up. It's okay to fail. And it's very okay to donate a little bit of money to cjsf.ca/donate. But more than that, it is okay to mess up. And CJSF is a space where we want to cultivate that. We want you to explore and sort of hone in what your interests are and what you want this space to be for you. So if you're interested in not just donating, not just listening, but also volunteering here, there is so much room for you to be a part of what we do. So consider reaching out. Go to cjsf.ca. You can call us 778-782-2573. Come visit us here up at SFU Burnaby. A lot of opportunity here, and you won't regret it. Anyways, I have reached the very end of this hour. Up next, we've got Wham Bam East Van, which I already know is going to have an amazing show, so make sure you stay tuned for that. And to end off to the transition into the next show, I'm going to be playing a track from local man, John Bentley. This track is called Don't Be Sad. Thank you all once again for this very fun and special episode of Analog Archives, the Fun Drive edition of Analog Archives. Love you all so very much, and until next week, peace. Thank you.
We'll be right back.